The Limestone Coast 963 5SC. It is time to talk tech for this Tuesday morning, and we say good morning to our tech guy, Trent.
Good morning, Jase.
Now, I think the only person who's probably concerned about this change from Telstra is Superman, because where on earth is he going to get changed? But Telstra's actually doing something with their phone booths. The old phone booths might be going.
Yeah, they've decided to do some repurposing rather than complete removal. They're following the lines of Telecom New Zealand and repurposing them as Wi-Fi hotspots.
Nice.
So that they can be some sort of internet connection that people can access as they cruise along.
That's kind of really good. I mean, obviously the line's there and there are still some locations with phone booths. Not a lot as many, like I said, a lot of them have been just kind of taken away, but there's still a few about the place.
Yeah, there is still a few, and in some cases they are still an essential service in some areas.
Oh, for sure.
And they're doing the first 100 of these on a trial basis across the country within weeks. Mm-hmm. They reckon they might have 1,000 of them operational by Christmas.
Right, okay.
As with all the usual trials, though, they're trialling in the capital cities first, and then they'll do a rollout to the regional cities once they get it sorted.
Okay, what's it cost?
Well, to you using it, nothing.
Ooh, nice.
It'll be one of the first times I recall that Telstra has offered some sort of internet connection over wireless for free.
Yeah, very good. That should be exciting. Look forward to that happening about 2016 through country Australia.
Yeah, close enough.
Moving on to other news, a little more serious news this morning. It looks like some more cybercrime going on, not here in Australia, but in the US.
Yeah, in the US, Russian nationals have actually been penetrating some computer networks, and they've attacked more than a dozen major US and international corporations. One of the biggest ones is New York-based bank JP Morgan Chase & Co., which people might have an idea of.
Huge over there.
Yeah. They've been a recent victim. They had names, addresses, phone numbers and email addresses stolen. Around 76 million household customers, they say. And 7 million small businesses. That's not a small number.
Oh, my goodness.
They're saying that there's no evidence that the data breach went into any further detail, so account numbers, credit cards, all that sort of stuff hasn't been taken.
Yep.
But even with that information, if they wanted to do something fairly decent, they could do it and cause some troubles to all these customers.
Oh, God. And what are they going to do with the information? What do they then get that information, then sell it on to other businesses? Is that what they do with that info?
They could do that. The people stealing the information could also use it for illegal activity, you know, registering people up for things that they're not wanting, using it to cause fraud. So, you know, get loans and that sort of thing. So anything's possible if you know what you're doing in that regard.
Imagine that, 76 million household customers in America for that. That's crazy.
That's mad.
Yeah, absolutely. Always concerned with that sort of stuff. It's a bit old school of me, but I am always concerned with that sort of stuff. Maybe finishing on a lighter note this time around, and this is quite amazing, that Apple is, and it's always been at the forefront of amazing design. Whether you love them or loathe them, Apple has got amazing design, but now they're actually influencing fashion.
Hey, I love Apple. But I think this part of it is the designers of the clothing are a little bit behind the eight ball in terms of phablets.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got the iPhone 6 Plus, which is a large phone/tablet.
I do. And basically what they're looking to do now is enlarge pocket sizes so we can accommodate these phablets a little bit better.
Do you have a bigger pocket, or just have like a little backpack for your phone?
I just carry it in my usual pocket. My pocket sizes are suffice, usually.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have, like, a little man bag or a satchel or anything like that for it?
No, but I do know someone at work who does have one.
Oh, let's not name names.
And he said, it's a man satchel. Thank you.
That makes it no better. So what brands are getting on board?
So J. Crew, Levi's and L.L. Bean are getting on board. I think they're a little bit behind the eight ball, though. Like I say, Samsung have had some sort of phablet for a little while now. And being an Apple fan, I'm not going to diss Samsung for the fact that they have been well ahead in the game of that. But I'm not going to hand it out on a platter either.
I like how you put that. Well, thank you very much for the tech news this week. We'll catch up with you next week, Trent.